Okay, so Quantum Leap, I mean, the title itself, right? You hear that and you just think like time travel, all this futuristic stuff. But what we're looking at today isn't sci-fi. It's quantum computing. And we're going to try to unpack what it all means, for everyday people like us.
Yeah, I think that's the exciting part. It's becoming less theoretical, you
Yeah,
know.
exactly. And the article we're looking at today, The Quantum Leap, What Quantum Computing Means for You, really dives into that.
Oh, yeah, great
One
piece.
of the first things that that really jumps out at you, I think, in this article is this idea that quantum computers can do these calculations, like in seconds, things that would take our normal computers, the ones we use every day, thousands, maybe even millions of years to figure out. I mean, it almost feels like cheating, doesn't it?
It's not cheating, but it is it's definitely a different way of thinking about computation. I guess the best way to think about it is imagine you're trying to find a specific grain of sand on a beach. Like you're looking for this one very specific grain.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So a normal computer, right? It's basically trying to look at every single grain of sand one by one until it finds the right one.
Oh, that would take forever.
It would. But a quantum computer, it's like having this like a map. It just tells you exactly where that grain of sand is instantly.
So you're just like teleporting right to the answer.
Exactly. It's a quantum leap, like the title says, right? You're not limited by having to go through every possibility.
And the article talks about how this could affect, well, everything really, like medicine, materials, all sorts of fields. What are some of the big changes we might see?
Oh, well, think about medicine, right? What if we could design treatments or even cures that are completely tailored to your DNA?
Wow.
Yeah, and not only that, but imagine being able to, create those treatments way faster than we can now. That's what quantum computing could do.
And the article mentions materials too, right? Like new types of materials.
Absolutely. We could engineer things at like the atomic level. Imagine super efficient solar panels or batteries that last for, I don't know, weeks.
All this sounds incredible, but the article also brings up some, well, scarier things, like what this could mean for cybersecurity, right? They say quantum computers could break all the encryption we use to keep our data safe.
Yeah, that's a real concern. The way we encrypt things now, it's all based on math problems that are way too hard for our regular computers to solve.
Okay.
But quantum computers, they could crack those codes, no problem. It's why there's a lot of work being done right now to come up with new types of encryption, encryption that even a quantum computer can't break.
Quantum-proof encryption, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Before we go too far down that road, I have to admit, I'm still kind of lost on how these quantum computers actually do all this. You know, they talk about things like superposition and entanglement, which sound like they're straight out of Star Trek.
They do sound pretty sci-fi, don't they? But the thing is, they're based on real physics. So think of a normal computer bit, like a light switch. It's either on or off, one or zero, right? But a qubit, which is what quantum computers use, it's more like a dimmer switch. It can be on or off or somewhere in between, all at the same time.
Wait, all at the same time? How is that even possible?
That's superposition. It's kind of like, well, imagine spinning a coin. Before it lands, it's both heads and tails at the same time, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
A qubit is like that spinning coin. It's in all those states at once, and that's why it can do so many more calculations.
Okay, so that's superposition, but what about entanglement? The article says two qubits can be linked, even if they're miles apart, and they can like talk to each other instantly. How does that work?
Entanglement is, well, it's one of the weirdest things in quantum mechanics. It's like, imagine you have two of those dimmer switches, right? And they're linked up so that when you turn one up, the other one turns down automatically.
No matter how far apart they are.
Exactly. It's like they have this invisible connection. It's spooky. Even Einstein thought so.
So it's like magic.
Not magic, but definitely something we're still trying to fully understand.
I mean, this is mind-blowing stuff. It's exciting to think about what we could do with this technology, but also a little scary, right?
Absolutely. It's powerful. And like any powerful tool, it can be used for good or bad. That's why it's so important to talk about these things, to think about the ethical implications.
So just to sum things up, we've got this incredible new technology, quantum computing, that could change the world in ways we can't even imagine yet.
Right. From medicine to material science to artificial intelligence, even cybersecurity.
It has the potential to solve problems we thought were impossible.
Exactly. And that's the really exciting part, right? If we can solve problems we thought were impossible, what other impossible things might become possible? It really makes you wonder, what role will you play in this quantum revolution?
It's definitely something to think about.